Fellowship Church's devotional podcast, devoted to bringing you some spiritual truth to consider every day, Monday through Friday. Our passage for today is going to be from Psalm 139, verses 1 through 6, which say this: O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from afar. You search out my path and my lying down and are acquainted with all my ways. Even before a word is on my tongue, behold, O Lord, you know it altogether. You hem me in behind and before, and lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high, I cannot attain it. Who knows you the best? And maybe your friends know that you're a big sports fan, or that you vote a particular way, or that you like a certain show. You know, your family may know your history. They may have lots of stories that they can tell about you, things that you did in the past. But who really knows you? Who knows your hopes and your fears, your dreams, your worries, your insecurities? You know, some of us are blessed enough to have maybe a friend or two that knows us that well, that we can be totally honest with. And I think in God's design, our spouse is someone who would know us that well, that we can really be totally ourselves with them. It is a blessed thing to be around someone who knows us fully and loves us still. I'm coming to you live from VBS Week at Bible Fellowship Church. You're listening to this no earlier than Thursday, perhaps later. And I'm talking to you on Wednesday, but on Tuesday night, our kids read this passage. And the big idea for their Tuesday night VBS lesson was God knows everything. And more importantly, He knows me. The reality is, this truth for little ones is something that even us adults have a hard time with. And often, one of our biggest fears is that if people really knew us, if they really knew the thoughts that we had, if they really knew the things that we liked and didn't like, what we thought about people, what we thought about ourselves, what we hoped and what we feared, that they would reject us, that they would think that we were somehow less than, or they wouldn't approve, and they would move away. It is difficult to let someone in truly, which is why most of us have very few people we can be totally ourselves with. The Word of God tells us that God knows us like that. Even before a word is on my tongue, behold, O Lord, you know it altogether. And yet, that could be a fearful thing. That could be something that worries us, that we don't want to approach God, that even though probably we know deep down God knows who we are, there's a part of us that fears that if we let ourselves totally open to God, He would reject us. But David here says, such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high, I cannot attain it. It is good news. Why? Because God knows us fully, and yet He still loves. He still accepts. He still draws. There's really nothing that we could do that we could out-sin or out-disappoint God, the characters that we read in our Bibles. God knew David's infidelity. God knew Peter's cowardice. God knew Paul's murder and intent to destroy Christians and the church. God knew his disciples would run and scatter and hide when he was crucified, and hear stories about him being resurrected and not believe them. And yet, in all of these things, he continues to give them love, acceptance, a purpose, and a task to be done with his life inside them, guiding them every step of the way. There are more and more songs being written about this. Torrin Wells has one. Shane and Shane has one. Our VBS kids are singing one, that God knows us totally, and he loves us still. We are fully known and fully loved by God. And I was reminded of something that I remember hearing growing up, that God does love us just as we are. We are his workmanship. We are his handiwork, as it says here in Psalm 139 later. God made us. He loves us as we are, but he loves us so much that he doesn't want us to stay that way. The Word of God tells us that he who began a good work in you will be faithful to complete it, that he has a work he wants to be doing in our lives that requires our obedience, that requires our getting on board with the plan that God has for us, the one who knows us completely and loves us still. And so, what should we pray? What should we do? Well, we should pray what David does at the end of this psalm. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there is any grievous way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. So, God, you know me. then reveal the things that I don't even know about myself, and help me to more closely walk with you, the one who loves me in spite of my faults, and because he made us. God, it is a blessed reality that we can scarcely believe that you know us fully and you love us still. Help us to accept it, to embrace it, and to live in the light of that reality, that we might walk more closely with you. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Thank you for tuning into another edition of Let's Talk. Church family, you are loved. Have a blessed day.